Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, when God specifically gives us an assignment, I want us to turn to Acts chapter 13, starting in verse 1. We can see that the specific anointing will follow a specific assignment, that God will supernaturally equip us by the tangible presence of God for the task. Acts chapter 13, among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul. Verse 2, one day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, that is a key scripture on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They were in prayer and fasting. The Holy Spirit said, they were in prayer and fasting, then the Holy Ghost spoke, appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them. Now that's very interesting, because he called them, anointed them, appointed them as they were in prayer and fasting for a special work. Those are special assignments. And I believe until the Lord gives each of us a special assignment, we do the Great Commission. Preach the good news, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, speak in new tongues, and raise the dead. We lay hands on the sick. We see them recover. That's the Great Commission. But they had a special work. And in verse 3 in the New Living Translation, it says, so after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. So number one, they were separated unto him. They said yes to him. You know, we see God using some people more than others. Personally, I believe they just said yes to the Lord more than the others have said yes. God will use us when we say yes and we are separated unto him in holy living, lifestyle, and character. There is a purity that goes with the anointing. Number two, I believe they had a serious call and they took their call serious. Some people do not. They treat God as very casual and not serious. When you're fasting and praying, you are taking the call of God seriously. There's no other thing more important to you than God. When you are pouring yourself into Him in fasting and prayer. And another thing, in one translation it says, now separate you. So you know the day we're living in is the now of our life. You can't have yesterday back. You don't have the tomorrow, but you have the now. And I think it's important that there is, as we fast and pray and draw aside unto the Lord, there are different kinds of anointings. In Ephesians 4:7, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Grace is the divine enablement, ability, and anointing. When God graces us to do something in a certain way, He will give us the ability supernaturally to do that. And going back to Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You know, there is an anointing to preach. There is an unction, or I like to call it a fire. There is an unction. Is not my word like as a fire, Jeremiah 23:29 says, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. There is an anointing for preaching. You know, when you hear God's word preached under a heavy anointing, it will bring conviction. It will bring correction. It will bring change. You know, there's sermons that are preached under the anointing, and then there's just messages. I like to hear the word of God preached under such a strong anointing. I like a sword of the Spirit that has blood on it. I enjoy that so much, but I want it to pierce my heart, and then I want to adhere to it. I don't want to just sit under the anointing and not respond to it. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, 3, and 4, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, rebuke, exhort, reprove with all longsuffering and doctrine. What does reprove mean? Means to admonish or advise. Rebuke means to reprimand. Exhort means to encourage or urge. A lot of times what we hear today is the exhorting of preaching, but we don't hear the reproving or the rebuking. You know, normally we preach around an issue instead of addressing the issue. But when the word of God is preached under a heavy, tangible anointing, the issues will be directly addressed, and it will bring people to a decision. The anointing of preaching is just a beautiful thing. King Agrippa in Acts 26:28 said, "Almost you have persuaded me to be a Christian." Under the anointing of God, preaching persuades. I know the night that I actually heard the invitation from the Lord for me to give him my life. And 56 years ago, I gave him my life. You know, when Charles Finney preached, he had over 500,000 conversions. And that was the day before microphones and mega churches. But he had such an anointing, a tangible oil on him, smeared with the oil of God. You know, when a teacher teaches under the anointing, a teacher is a little bit more subdued. You know, the old saying, a teacher tells it and a preacher yells it. Well, there's a little truth to that. But the teaching anointing carries with it revelation, and the listener sees very plainly what the Spirit is saying to the church. It's kind of like light bulbs go off when a teacher, an anointed teacher, breaks the word of God down. Teaching simplifies the gospel. It's very simple. A child can understand it. Teaching will bring one into freedom. You know, when we keep the message simple, it feeds the flock and doesn't choke them. You know, a sheep does not drink water from a running brook. They'll go to the edge and get in a little bitty puddle of water where it's still. The way their nostrils are built, they'll drown if the river is too swift. So they drink from still water. A teacher is still water. They will teach the basic biblical doctrines, They're dogmatic on the absolutes and not so dogmatic on the non-absolutes. You know, I love it when a teacher anointing comes and that person is so preciously anointed that the giraffes aren't the only ones that get the leaves. The little deer at the bottom of the tree get the leaves too. You know, I don't like it when people teach above, but I love it when they teach a six-year-old can get it. The word is simple. You know, there is an anointing to heal. Yeah, there's an anointing to preach, an anointing to teach, and an anointing to heal. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know, the Lord is the God of the breakthrough. I love it when you see breakthrough, supernatural surges of power for breakthrough. I love it when I see believers stand. They've done all they know to do and they stand on the Word of God. You know, the supernatural ability to bring about His plans and purposes is divine acceleration. We're living in a day and an hour where we're seeing things so accelerated. You know, when I say the word accelerated, I think of unstoppable momentum. There is such momentum that the option to quit is not even on their radar because they have so much momentum. The momentum for breakthrough. The momentum for the supernatural. You know, someone operating in divine momentum and divine anointing and acceleration, they know that God has plans for this hour and Satan can't stop them. I love that. We are living in a fullness of time right now. And we realize that we must believe for the more. You know, sometimes I hear people and I think, they're no longer believing for the more. They think they've already arrived. They've apprehended it. Paul said, I haven't apprehended that which has apprehended me. And we need to move in that belief for more. We must continue in the thing that we have learned. And stop looking for the latest and the greatest. Foundational truths never change. We build upon those strong foundations. We are to advance in strength and in truth. Our life is to be poured out like a drink offering before the Lord. And you know, we are to continually tell others the good news. Those are the foundations that can never be taken away. So I leave you with this today. Advance in truth and strength. Truth and strength. And our life is the Lord's. And God, may your anointing, the precious oil of heaven, the smearing of God, be on our life, be on our family, be on our businesses, our ministry, Lord. That we can do nothing outside of the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost. We can do nothing outside of Him. Have a great day. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.